Yofi. The longest pirush on Likutei Maharan. No doubt. Let's just hope that... but actually Rabbeinu said, I meant to say, let's hope that we're aiming to the right intention of Rabbeinu, but Rabbeinu said, even if you learn Likutei Maharan and you don't understand what it's written, it's still very good. So... we're spending our time with Rabbeinu, and the books are open. Shmuel, Reuven, so I'm amazed from that thing. How people are strong in that thing to do everything out of fear. People are so afraid all of the time, so terrified, and they're doing everything out of fear, all of the time. They're afraid not to have Shalom Bayit, so they're respecting their wives. They're afraid from Hashem, so they're going to Bet Knesset. They're afraid from failure, so they're nice and smiling. So all of the time they're afraid. We have to stop it! We have to change it! It cannot continue like that. It's wrong. It's totally wrong. Baruch Hashem, out of my strong inner decision to go out from those things, I'm developing a certain sensitivity to those things inside of myself. I see it, and I'm also become to be aware to see it on others. But without an inner effort of finding yourself and to be who that you are, what's gonna happen? No, you're not fulfilling your obligations to no one. No one gonna be ever satisfied from you. Everyone gonna have complaints on you. Everyone gonna have what to say. So why bother? Why to suffer so much? Anyway, you're gonna do the most. You're gonna be I don't know who. It will not gonna happen. No one's gonna accept you like you are. So stop trying. And you're denying yourself. You, Adrabah, when you're gonna be who that you are, people are gonna appreciate you, and they're gonna see, oh, at least someone that is consistent. We're gonna be impressed by you. But still, don't worry, they were never going to give up. Maybe they're going to give you 1 year, 2 years of quiet, and then it's going to wake up again. Every time that you grow in Avodat Hashem, Yitzhara is growing with you. So no matter what, if you plan to continue to grow, Yitzhara is going to fight with you forever. Nothing to do until the second shovel of earth and the ground after burial, Rabbeinu said. Even in the funeral, in the eulogizing, in the esfedim, still you're going to have Yetzirah. How many people I have in my funeral? Wow, look. I purchased a lot of friends, and rich friends also came, Baruch Hashem. Oh, look, all of those women, they're crying. Nice skirt that woman got. All of your Yetzirah are going to be with you in your funeral. If you're not going to clean yourself today, you're going to be so embarrassed. Nothing can change who that you are. You cannot lie. And in Judgment Day, it's all coming. So we need to change who that we are. I see it all. Baruch Hashem, I already dedicated all of my Avodat Hashem today for the success of Limor Bat Zavit. Today, so I see it all of the time that the gate that we have, the only chance that we have to get closer to Hashem, is out of tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. We cannot find Hashem Yitbarach in no other way. No matter what's gonna happen, no matter how scared we're gonna be, we cannot function when we're afraid. We cannot do tshuva out of yirah. We don't have that ability. We don't. We haven't been blessed by that. It's not in our ability to serve Hashem Yitbarach out of fear. And it's true. It's a very high level to achieve tshuva me'ahava. But for us, it's the only way. And it's also simple. And it's for us. What can we do? You want to deny yourself again and to say, no, it's too high. For you it's obvious and it's simple. You know how to do it. You play your music, you hear music, you love Hashem. You learn Torah, you enjoy learning Likutei Moran. You love Hashem. So what? Now because the people wrote about it, long articles, and explained how high level it is, and how it's hard to reach and to achieve. So because of that, so now it's become to be hard for you. For you it's simple. Believe in yourself. Love Hashem. Unite yourself with Hashem. You're one. And this is it. You made Shuma Me'ahava. It's true. It's the highest level of them all. So, but what to do that for you it's easy? You love Hashem. You just love Him. This is why you chose to do your tshuva. Because you love Him. You haven't decided to serve Hashem Yitbarach because you're afraid from Him. What there is to be afraid of? From what? And also with people, you see that every time, again and again, again and again, the time that you're afraid, this is the time that you suffer. When you stand and you deal and you talk and you stand up for yourself and you talk and you're not afraid, so it wasn't so frightening. You see that the threat wasn't so, it wasn't real at all. You were afraid from your fears. The Yetzirah is inside, he's whispering and telling you, but what's going to be? And what's going to happen? But you can never imagine. And a couple came to me, I told you that I think, a couple came to me and is asking me a question. What should we do? Should we go to visit our parents in Australia to the vacation or not? I told him, you want to go? He said, look, it's very bad for the children. The parents are not keeping Shabbos, they're not kashrut at all, and they're not modest, and it's very far, and it's also going to cost us tons of money to go and to be... So I told him, so why you want to go? He said, we haven't met them for a long time, and my mother and my father... I stopped him and I told him, do you want to go? Do you have any reason in the world that you want to go? So he was quiet. I told him, you're afraid that your mother is going to scream at you on the phone. You're afraid that your father is going to scream at you over the phone. And because of that, you're ready to sacrifice your children and your shalom bayit because his wife, she doesn't want to go. She doesn't want because she knows that it's a lie. And she's not ready to go and to sacrifice the children and the kashrut and the modesty and purity and everything and to waste so much money. He's afraid that his father is going to tell him, you're not respecting your mother, you're not coming, why you're not coming? And because of that small stupid fear, he is, this is it, he's ready to throw everything and the house can be broken and the children, everything can go lost. And for what? Because he's afraid to deal with few screamings over the phone. You can tell him, Father, I'm sorry, I cannot talk right now. We'll talk later. Bye. This is it. This is it. Nothing happened. You haven't disrespected your father. Your father is disrespecting himself now. He is violating rules of the Torah. And he wants to make you sin. And your children to sin. You're not allowed to listen to him. The fact that he is your father, you and him going to be punished on it. It's not a reason to suffer so much. I we have to change it. We have to change it. We're going to change it. We can, because everyone that hears sweet words of Torah, everyone that hears good advice, is taking it. Ta'amur uki tov Hashem. So if we do understand good things and we're spreading them, so people taking. You see people are taking. Every day more people are subscribing and more people are joining and more people are coming to the class and Baruch Hashem, all of the time we have new faces and more. And so, because it's true, because it's real Torah and it's viral, everyone can enjoy it, everyone can take it. But how you get that power that you can influence? Only when you work on yourself. And then people recognize your inner light. Because if you're talking on something just from the outside of it, so people will not gonna buy it. Because afal gav de iu lo chaze, maza le chaze. Even though that he cannot see, his luck, his neshama, his soul can see. It means that when you talk, people looking at you, and even that they with their eyes cannot recognize if you're a liar or not, the neshama feels. The soul from inside says, I don't know what, but there is something in it. I feel like I'm connected. I want to hear another word. I want to hear another line. I want to hear another class. Why? Because he feels from inside a certain attraction, a certain yearning to that kind of positive information, something that can give him hope, can give him life, only because you recognize it inside of yourself. Maybe you lost that connection when you were 4 years old, when you were 5 years old, 7 years old, I don't know when, but still, it shines somewhere from inside, from your childhood. You had that point of simplicity, of tmimut, of pure love, hope and holy desires for the truth, for success, for doing good things for other people. And when you hear it from outside, so you wake up from inside. Your real you is waking up from inside. And each and every one of us have that. Have that. And if we're going to work on it, not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. My father tried to stop me from doing tshuva with all of his powers. I had to tell him, I'm sorry, father. If you don't want to be my father anymore, so goodbye. What can I tell you? I will not gonna deny myself. I cannot. This is who that I am. After my wedding, he looked at me and he told me, I'm looking at you and I see only tzitzit. I told him, it's because you're looking at my tzitzit. Look at me. Look at me. He was talking to me after that I started to do tshuva, like I'm a religious person, and he's talking to that religious person that is standing in front of him. And I told him once, I told him, Abba, Father, it's me. It's me. It's the same me here standing. Just a little bit different, but it's me. You're not talking to the new me. It's still me. Zali. I was driving with you on the bike to the sea in Shabbos. We were smoking cigarettes. We were doing everything together, drinking and everything. It's me. What are you talking about? It's me. For him, there was such a wall, such a dividing between us. It's not exist. A person needs to be who that he is. And that journey never stops. Because when you start searching and finding the truth, so you find it. And like Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Amarti echkema v'rechoka. When you're getting wiser, so the wisdom is getting farther. Farther?
Farther.
What it means, why it's getting far from you? No, you just see that there is more. You achieved every step that you make, you just see more of you. You just see more. There is a lot more to achieve. It's not that really it becomes to be farther than you, from you. Just that you can see that you have a lot more options, a lot more to achieve. But it's supposed to increase your desire to achieve more, your hunger, your thirst to Hashem. And then we're saying, everyone that is thirsty, go to the water. And then you just go more, and you drink more, and you feel the sweetness, and then you have more desire to drink some more, and you drink more, and then you become to be thirsty again. Because of the sweetness of the water. You know that sweet water, when you drink something sweet, it makes you thirsty. You want to drink more and more and more. Because of the pleasure, because of the satisfaction. And this is the way that Hashem created the world, that people are going to reach infinity. That people are going to reach everything. That the person after 120 years is going to be one with Hashem in Barach. That this is it, that for him, the peak of his life, he wants it like Moshe Rabbeinu. He passed away in Ra'ava de Ra'avin. He wanted Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way that he didn't want it, nothing else in the world at all. On that we need to work. You cannot succeed in nothing else except of in the will. The will, this is what it brings Hashem Yitbarach to be with you. You want Him? This is the gravity. This is how you bring Hashem. You pull Hashem. Rotze oto, you want Him? He's coming. You calling Him? He's coming. You pulling Him? You calling Him? Why are you calling Him? Because you want Him. You call Him? He comes. You call Him? He comes. No matter how much you're going to call Him, He will always going to come. Because He's endless. He's got a lot to come. He's got a lot to bring. So He's coming. So call Him. And you come. And He comes. And call Him. And it comes to a place that you call Him with all of your heart. And then He's coming. He comes to pick you up. This is it. He comes to pick you up. And you reunite it with Hashem in Prach. In 100%. That's the success. So for that, if you understand that wisdom, if you understand that wisdom, you understand that there are no fallings in Avodat Hashem at all. No downs at all. It not exist. No down. Because you can want Hashem Yitbarach from the most contaminated places. V'Hashem shochen itam betoch tumotam. And Hashem is with them in their contaminations. So now you fell to a disgraceful place. To the lowest place. Mamash, you cannot define yourself at all. It's disgusting. You want to puke from yourself. Alright? Wonderful. Now call Hashem. What's the problem? Tell Him, Hashem, I need help. Hashem, I need help. I'm disgusting, Hashem. Mamash. I cannot bear myself, Hashem. It's horrible. It's horrible. Everyone, put yourself in your situations. What is it, man? I cannot describe mine. Everyone gonna describe for himself. One is failing in lust and desires. One is failing in angers. One is breaking things in the house. One is... I remember myself when I was... Baruch Hashem, I have been saved. I had a miracle. I hope my wife will not going to see that class. But once, maybe 8 years ago or so, we were fighting and she was screaming. She was screaming all over the place. And there was a vase, and my wife, she was screaming, and I came out from the room, and it was after 1 hour of screaming and cursing and wonderful Baruch Hashem wake up calls, and I came out from the room, and there was that vase, and I just pushed it benachat. I wasn't hitting it, I was pushing it benachat, and I let it break on the floor. And my wife, she went out from the room and she told me, "You broke the vase." So it was the end of me if I would say yes. I couldn't say yes. I'm sorry, I lied. So I told him, "No." So she told me, "So how it got broken?" So I told her, "I pushed it accidentally because it was a mistake." I wasn't lying, and you see, I wasn't lying. And Baruch Hashem, I came out from it, but I broke it out of my anger. I was so tortured inside of myself that I was just took it and broke it. I had to do something with myself. I didn't know how to deal. Instead of breaking her to pieces, I decided to break the face. I think it was a good thing to do. I just pushed it slowly, and I broke the vase. This is what that I've done, Baruch Hashem. So, everyone can find himself breaking things in the house, and fighting, and screaming, and cursing himself, and even, Chas v'Shalom, cursing Hashem. A person can find himself in those situations. I remember that I was arguing with Hashem, mamash fighting with Him. Told Him, "I cannot forgive you on that." I told Him that. "I cannot forgive you on that. I'm angry at you. Why you done that? If you're not talking like that out of truth, so you're lying." Don't worry. Hashem is not insulting so fast. Hashem can accept the rebukes. Maybe He's going to have something to tell you to answer you back. But don't be afraid. If you're for the truth, so what do you care? So He's going to rebuke you. So he's gonna show to you that really you're the one that needs to be rebuked. Okay, so you're gonna learn a lesson. So can it be better than that? You will not gonna do tshuva. You will. So be happy. But for that, a person needs to have that will, a crazy will, to to throw everything, and then really nothing else matter when you have Hashem, even in the lowest places of them all. Hashem is with you over there, and then kirvat elokim litov, closeness to Hashem for me, it's good. And in the lowest places of them all, when Hashem gonna illuminate darkness, suddenly you're gonna find gold mine over there. You're going to find diamonds over there. You're going to find pearls over there. You're going to find rubies over there. You're going to find yourself. Because you have a reason why you fell to those depths. Hashem sent you there. Am Israel, they went down to Egypt to bring back the sparks of Adam HaRishon that fell over there in Egypt, into Egypt. So you can find parts of your soul that are so huge that are coming from Adam HaRishon. From Adam HaRishon. Rabbi Chaim Vital, he didn't know himself at all. He didn't know himself at all. In heaven, people looked at him in heaven. Righteous people saw him in heaven. He had the face of Rabbi Akiva. One of the tzaddikim looked and he saw him. And he's saying to that person, but you look like Rabbi Akiva. He knew Rabbi Akiva. And he tells him, Rabbi Chaim Vital and me, Rabbi Akiva and me, are the same one. And Rabbi Chaim Vital, he cannot see it. He cannot see it. And you also cannot see who that you are. And also on him, on Rabbi Chaim Vital, after it, in another place, the writing on him that he was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is saying, he is from the Nishmat Adam HaRishon, and not only that he is from Nishmat Adam HaRishon, he is Adam HaRishon. So, what are we talking about? If you're going to look on that story from the eyes of Rabbi Chaim Vital, this is what's interesting here. Not what they said on him from heaven. What they said on him from heaven, wonderful, great. We're going to admire Rabbi Chaim Vital. Ask Rabbi Chaim Vital, who are you? He's going to tell you, I'm the worst person in the world. I'm failing all of the time. I'm not praying like I should. I'm not learning like I should. I'm not teaching like I should. I don't have my shalom bayit like he was being rebuked from his wife. He wasn't learning right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself rebukes him in one of his dreams. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an agreement with Rabbi Chaim Vital and shake a hand with him that he gonna save his place close to him in heaven. And that Rabbi Chaim Vital, he tells him, but you're going to learn right. Sit and learn Torah. Dedicate your life on the Torah. He comes after a while, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, why you haven't kept your agreement? Why you haven't learned like you should? So he said, so Rabbi Chaim Vital started to shake. So he told him, don't worry, I kept your seat. Everything's okay. But strengthen yourself in your limud. So you see, we're talking. So you're going to say, yes, but it was Rabbi Chaim Vital. You don't believe in yourself. This is when you want to go out with that excuse. No, Rabbi Chaim Vital, something else. No. No. Moshe Sherman, Achla Moshe Sherman. Yosef Weisberg, Shmuel. Oh, Shmuel, everyone knows that he's an angel. Shmuel Mordechai Ben Asnat, right? We love him. Every one of us, we're diamonds. We're diamonds. Each and every one of us, we're diamonds. The Gemara is testifying that on us. The verses are testifying that on us. If you don't believe in that, you don't believe in the Chumash. You don't believe in the Creator. You don't believe in Bara Olam. Until when you're going to argue with him? He tells you, I love you. You're important. You're good. I miss you. And you tell him, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Why? You're stupid. You sugar. Hashem says, I love you. I want to be with you. Learn my Torah. I'll teach you my ways. Come. And you tell him, no, I'm so low. I'm contaminated. I'm far. I don't have hope. Hashem tells you, I'm your inherit, I'm your nachala, I will give you nachala with no borders, everything is for you, the land is all yours, the blessing is all yours. And you say, no, I'm not worthy, I'm not good, I'm not righteous. And he tells you, but all of you, Am Israel, you're all righteous, and I love you. And you say, no, I cannot accept it. We're just foolish. We're just acting foolish. We're losing with our own hands. You have everything. You have everything. Hashem is here. Now, what do you need? Tell him. And if he's not answering to you, means if you're not receiving, what did you need? Don't worry. Trust him. You don't need it. You don't need it. If you're going to need it, you're going to receive it. On the moment that you're going to need it, you're going to receive it. And if you wouldn't see it thousands of times until today, so it was something else. But you saw it. You saw it that Hashem was there for you when you needed him. You saw it. So from the small miracles, you need to learn on the big miracles. From the small prayers that have been answered, you can learn on the huge prayers that will be answered also. But if now they're going to be answered, it's going to damage you. Trust Hashem. Hashem knows how to run the world. You cannot make it better than Him. He knows exactly what to do. What is perfect for you? Perfect wife. Perfect nature of your own Yetzer Hara. Perfect apartment. Perfect parnasah. Perfect tshuva. You say, alright, so I want to do more for Hashem. Don't move. Don't move. Close your eyes. Here is Hashem. What do you want? Look. Close your eyes and look. Here is Hashem. You don't need nothing. When you close your eyes, you see Hashem. This is it. There is endless over there. This is it. Infinity. Open your eyes. Details. Tons of details. Lies. Lies. Tons of lies. Curtains. Husks. Things that blocks the light of Hashem from you. When the eyes are open, you cannot see Hashem. It's hard. You need to be a huge righteous man that really, to be able to ignore all of the lies and to see Hashem beyond all of those lies. You need to be a huge righteous man. But without being so huge, close your eyes. Here is Hashem. This is it. Now talk to Him. Tell Him, Hashem, I love you. Hashem, love me back. Hashem, let me feel you with me. Let me feel how close you are to me. Let me believe in myself. Let me see the light of my neshama. Do I have a neshama really? I hear so many classes, so many words of chizuk on that. Where is my neshama? Let me feel. Let me feel my talents, the gifts that you gave me. Meditate like that. Do it bodedut like that. With closed eyes. So it's hard for you, you fall asleep. It's a holy sleep. No, nothing bad happened. Nothing bad. So you're sleeping with Hashem. You're asleep with Hashem. You closed your eyes. You're asleep. Hashem was with you. You're going to wake up healthier. You're going to wake up a lot stronger. Your faith is going to be a lot stronger when you're going to wake up. Don't worry. No harm is done. Nothing bad happened. Try that at home. Thank you very much.